as we settle into the meditation. I'll read a few paragraphs from Ajahn Sumedho talking about mindfulness. The Buddhist practice is to abide in a pure mindfulness in which there is what we call insight knowing, or direct knowledge. It is a knowledge that isn't based on perception, an idea, a position, or a doctrine. And this knowledge can only be possible through mindfulness. What we mean by mindfulness is the ability to not attach to any object, either in the material realm or the mental realm. When there is no attachment, the mind is in its pure state of awareness, intelligence, and clarity. That is mindfulness. The mind is pure and receptive, sensitive to the existing conditions. It is no longer a conditioned mind that just reacts to pleasure and pain, praise and blame, happiness and suffering. For example, if you get angry right now, you can follow the anger. You can believe it and go on and on creating that particular emotion, or you can suppress the anger and try to stop it out of fear or aversion. However, instead of doing either, you can reflect on the anger as something observable. Now, if anger were our true self, we wouldn't be able to observe it. This is what I mean by reflection. What is it that can observe and reflect on the feeling of anger? What is it that can watch and investigate the feeling, the heat in the body, or the mental state? That which observes and investigates is what we call a reflective mind. The human mind is a reflective mind. Notice, of course, the impulse in the mind to do the meditation. And with this reflective mind, this impulse to direct the attention can be known. Oh, it's like this. As we said, notice how the mind, the conditioned mind, is primed to take action, to create karma, to take action that leaves a trace behind, action that comes out of greed, however subtle, or aversion, again, however subtle that might be. Always leaving a trace. But instead of repressing, controlling, or just getting lost in these impulses, the mind can reflect. It's like this now. This is how it is. This is what's arising now in the mind, in the body. acknowledging and accepting the sensitivity of the mind, the body, in a sense sitting right in the middle of it all, sense contact, what a relief it can be not to need to evaluate the sense contact and the feeling, the perceptions. Everything is allowed to be a natural unfolding, and at least in moments, noticing the effortlessness. Everything is happening on its own. So in a very direct way, we can observe how the mind and body, in the sense that it's all personal, how that very easily leads to stress and mental entanglements, feeling burdened by experience, and how in other moments, with a different view, the view of nature is unfolding effortlessly, there is the experience of no problem, no weight, no oppression in the mind, no entanglements. Moments of being on the wheel, the cycles of suffering. Moments of being off the wheel, free from suffering. cultivating great patience as the heart learns the cause for the cycles of stress and reactivity, and the heart discovers the causes for the release of that stress. In other words, what is it to be fully present with the conditions, with the mind free of attachment, free from seeing things in terms of good and bad? With the arising of what does the mind become a suffering being? With the ceasing of what does the mind experience freedom from that suffering? you can notice this choice when the mind experiences some stress, some difficulty. Notice the choice between the mind reacting to the stress, not liking it, and how that always amplifies the difficult experience. Or the experience of stress, the experience of what's difficult, can be the cause for faith. Some confidence that whatever this difficulty, this mental oppression is, that it can be released. Feeling inspired by the possibility of non-stress, full release of the heart. Inspired enough to wake up, to be interested, fully present, Buddha describes freedom from suffering as a natural process. And the proximate cause for this natural process of awakening and freedom is the mind not being confused by the experience of suffering. When the mind reacts to stress, it sets in motion more stress. Understanding that any experience of stress is personal is a cause for stress. moment and stretch out the body.